The following podcast is sponsored by Crystal Glass, where windshield replacement and automotive glass repair has been a specialty for over six decades. Call 310-GLASS or visit them online at crystalglass.ca. This is Gross Misconduct.
Hey now! It's Gross Misconduct, the podcast, season six, episode eight. I'm calling this one Fast Food and Funerals. My name is Andrew Gross, your co-host on this podcast. And across from me sits my partner in both life and this podcast, Carl.
How do? We want to begin this week's episode by thanking our newest Patreon subscriber, but we didn't get any.
Oh, not so fast, Carl.
Oh.
During the hockey game, I got a notification from Patreon that Alex had signed up for
Alex.
A $5 a month subscription. So, Alex, everyone owes you a debt of gratitude because of you. This particular episode will be made public, which was not the plan.
No,
was not. Well, I mean, it was the plan. We had hoped that somebody would belly up with $5. I mean, are we asking too much here? I don't know.
At the 11th hour,
yeah. Indeed. Almost literally at the 11th hour.
You can become a monthly subscriber by going to patreon.com/gross_misconduct and pledging as little as $5 a month.
Here is the rewind of our last episode of the Gross Misconduct podcast.
Ass, gas, or cash? Transfer us some cash. Nobody rides for free. Yeah,
or some ass.
No, I don't want the app.
The gang puts Dawn to work, fact-checking.
When did computers first come out?
Oh, your question is more like, when did they start be, like, when were they common? Like,
Is that my question?
Well, I don't know.
All right.
Whatever.
So, right. Dawn, in what year was the internet invented?
Ooh.
And, Dawn, how much is the average sub at Jimmy John's? Well, let's check that one, too, Dawn. What is the expression, I couldn't care less or I could care less? Question here is, for both you and Dawn, who's the dick?
Interesting.
Andrew blames Carol for his poor judgment.
And by the way, you gave me terrible advice when I was in Honolulu.
What?
I got a room with a balcony and I phoned you and told you that, you know, I'm on the balcony and but it's a no smoking room. And you're like, oh, you can smoke on the balcony. That's what you said. Oh, you'd be fine. I mean, it's outdoors. I'm just butting my first cigarette when the phone rings and aloha. They're so friendly in Hawaii. Hey, it's Dawn, the general manager of the hotel. How are you? And I'm like, I'm great, Dawn. He's like, hey, by chance, were you smoking on our balcony? Well, yes, Dawn, I was. Oh, yeah, we're a non-smoking hotel, and it's a $200 fine for smoking on the balcony.
Andrew cuts down his busy schedule, and Carol is thrilled.
Looking at 2024, and especially the summer of 2024, because I'm literally home every other weekend on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which means we can have fire pits, we can have friends over, we can drink beer and laugh and be normal, a normal couple again.
Okay, well, that's exciting.
And that's what happened in the last episode of the Gross Misconduct podcast. Now you're all caught up.
Who do you think you are, sir?
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Well, Carl, I couldn't be any happier.
Is that right?
Absolutely. So much good
Okay, then
news.
Let's not hear any negativity in this commentary, then.
There'll be no negativity. I'm right. Quite pleased.
Okay.
Starting, of course, with Alex again.
Alex. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Alex, for making this a public podcast episode. We really appreciate your $5. A well-invested $1.25 an episode.
Yeah. Come on, people.
Well, it's actually more like $2.50 an episode. I mean, I hate to do the math.
Well, yeah. Sorry.
I'll tell you what I'm happy about. Several things. Number one, and this is in least important to most important, I would suggest.
Okay.
Having said that, boy, I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast. I was in Miami and I X'd. What's the expression now? You don't tweet anymore. Do you X?
I think you still tweet.
Don, check that. Although I noticed in the rewind that one of the questions was, what's the average cost of a sub at Jimmy John's? And looking over Don's fact check coming right up, she did not answer that question.
Oh, she must have been drunk.
Don, make better notes. Okay. Well, I was in Miami and I tweet-exed that I was in Miami. And my phone rang instantly. I'd hit send and boom, my cell phone rings. John Wing, my good friend, John Wing. Oh, I left space there for you to go. My boyfriend. He phoned to say, you're in Miami? And yeah. Well, so am I. So he was on a different cruise line contract, and they had put him in a much better hotel. So I grabbed an Uber. Thanks, Princess. Anyway, I went over to, I'm not calling John Princess here, by the way, or you. Anyways, I got over to his hotel. John doesn't drink, so it wasn't a whole bunch of beers or anything like that, but we sat around and laughed and talked, and it just felt so good to be in the company of a close friend. You know, with all these days that you're away from home, it was just so nice to share an evening with a friend. So much fun. During the time that I was on the second ship, I got all the offers out for the Edmonton Comedy Festival, and it is now fully programmed. So everyone accepted our offers. The contracts have not gone out, but, you know, that's just a formality, really. A lot of those guys don't even read the contract. Some of them don't even sign it.
That is true. A lot of chasing down. And at some point, it's just like, nah, okay, I'm giving up on you.
It's always funny when
there's always one that just like cannot. It's like, yeah, it's
sorry.
Not, I don't.
Yeah, that's an odd thing too. You're right. There is always one, and then whoever it is, we chase
every
them
year,
down
every year.
And I'll ask you, and you'll say, well, I haven't got so and so's contract, so I'll text them, and it'll be like, oh yeah, sorry, I'll do that tonight. Why would you need all day to put your signature on a piece of paper? Just accept it.
And then there's always one that somehow just like kind of, it's not even a scan. It's like they kind of sign the email that I've sent them and send it back. And it's like, fuck, whatever.
Not how that works at all. Anyways, it is a fully programmed festival now. Everything's set. Sponsors are on board. Venues are rented. Comics are coming. So that's just a huge weight off my shoulders. But there's been three things that have been weighing heavily upon my shoulders for a little while, and we took care of all of them in the last 2 or 3 days. First, but not least, my passport. So originally what happened was I shoved my passport into a check-in kiosk at Bally's in Las Vegas that then proceeded to eat the fucking thing. Like, I don't know what the deal was on that. But remember, I shoved it in and it was like, cannot read it. And I pulled it out and it's like just bent. It was like a bite out of it. Like, what the hell? Which I think later contributed to the fact that when I was in Mozambique and it was really hot, I think maybe the plastic that covers that particular page, you know, got damaged somehow and moisture got in. And then I looked like I had this incredible rash over half my face. And it spread. Like, it was kind of weird. Like, it got bigger, then it got smaller. Like, I don't know what determined what. But people started questioning it. Immigration officers, airline check-in people. Everyone kept telling me, you know, somebody's going to turn you down with that passport. Admin officers on ships. Like, I was getting so stressed about it. And two reasons why I hadn't done anything about it is, number one, it's tied to my Nexus, and I wasn't sure if I replace the passport, what happens with Nexus, and how complicated is that? Turns out not complicated at all. You just log on the trusted traveler site, tell them you got a new passport. That's it.
Yeah.
The other thing was, there's just so many great stamps in that passport. And, you know, and I kept going to the Service Canada website to see how you get a new passport. And like every other government website, it just sends you into these circles of information. But generally speaking, you could pay an extra $100 and some and get it in 2 days. But boy, that passport office is, well, it's not the asshole of government, but I think it's further up. It's just, everyone's lined up. They all look frustrated. You walk in the office, you know, the actual area where you're supposed to go, and it's just gloomy, and the, like, I'm not criticizing the employees, because that's got to be one of the toughest jobs in government is just processing passports all fucking day. And they all look like they just would rather be anywhere
else. Well,
yeah, because
they're dealing with idiots all day.
They really are. I mean, the one entertaining thing about that whole passport experience is listening to people get denied passports and the reasons, you know, like, well, did you bring your birth certificate? No, I didn't know I had to. Well, did you just guess what you had to bring? Did you do any research into this whatsoever?
No.
Other people who didn't have a proper picture or they had not signed the application properly, just one thing after another. It turns out I was among them because I had all the paperwork I needed. And this is where it gets sort of odd. So I'm not applying for a new passport and I'm not applying for a passport that's expired. I'm applying for a replacement passport for a damaged passport. So on the form, it asks, how is it damaged? And I say, I got it wet and the picture is discolored. Mm-hmm. So I take it to the screener, the triage of passport people. And she's like, well, that's not enough information. I go, well, it got wet and you can see that it's damaged. Right, but we need more information. I go, like what? Well, how did it get wet? I go, with sweat. She goes, write that. I'm like, write down that it was sweat? Yeah. So, okay. And you can do it all right there. So I'm like, I just added in ink, you know, from the, it got wet and was discolored, in brackets, by sweat. And then she goes, well, where were you? Well, it's in Mozambique. All right, write that down. Oh, fuck. Does it matter where I sweated on this thing? Like, how does that affect your willingness to replace it? So I'm like, okay, Mozambique. And it couldn't have been somewhere easy, like Barbados. I mean, Mozambique. I'm like, M-O, fuck's sake. Anyway, I get that done. And she goes, where in Mozambique? I'm like, well, the immigration. Well, write that down. Immigration. I'm like, fuck, who gives a fuck? Fuck me. So, you know, I write that down. And then she's like, okay. And now what caused you to sweat? I go, seriously?
Mozambique.
Yeah, Mozambique. It's Africa hot in Africa. And I was in immigration standing in a warehouse without air conditioning for an hour trying to get a visitor visa that I didn't know I needed. And yeah, I sweated. Excuse me. And finally, I get past her, the gatekeeper of all passports. And then you go to the second person who's now going to take the application. And she goes, okay, so what's the emergency that you need it within a day? I'm like, oh, well, I'm joining a ship in Vancouver. She goes, well, Vancouver's in Canada. You know, that's how you got your job, your understanding of Canadian geography. I was like, no, I know it's in Canada, but I'm getting on a ship in Vancouver. Oh, okay. She goes, how are you getting there? And I'm flying there. Well, do you have proof of a flight? Which I did not. Because I didn't think I would have to bring proof that I'm flying to Vancouver. I had contracts that said I'm getting on a ship. Mm-hmm. That should be proof that I'm leaving the country. So I'm bringing it up on my phone. But again, you can just stand there and do it. Like, they don't send you back. So I got a screenshot of it. Then I emailed it to her and I got the email address wrong. And then it got bounced back. And then I realized I added an S or Services Canada instead of Service Canada. And finally she gets it. But then afterwards I thought, what if I had driven to Vancouver? I wouldn't have to prove anything. Mm-hmm. I should have just lied to them and said I was driving to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it got all done. And then today I went at 2:00 and again, it's lined up out the door around the corner. They stopped taking new entries at 2:30 because they said the wait was an hour and a half long and they closed mm-hmm. at 4:00. But I got in just under that. And sure enough, there's my passport. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know you've all seen pictures of the new passport, but you've not held it in your hand, most of you. You will be surprised at this passport because one of the pages is a hard plastic page. It feels like a coaster. Like, that's how thick it is.
Yeah.
And that's the one with your picture.
Pretty sturdy.
It's really sturdy, but
it's weirdly sturdy.
It is, because it feels like that page is going to fall out or rip out. Or
well, it feels like fake. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
I'm not even sure. It's so thick.
Like, how many countries open up the new Canadian passport and feel and are like, yeah, I don't know about this.
Yeah, I mean, I did. And I'm Canadian.
It's like,
I would suggest that it's probably a lot harder to damage mm-hmm. the new one because it's so thick and hard. But
yeah,
that's what she said. So that's more good news, the passport.
Good for you.
And I guess I was in the mood. Like, once I got going on the passport, I was like, well, you know, the other thing is my cell phone is a wreck. It's an absolute train wreck. It's got burnt in images. It's a Galaxy 8. You can't get your hands on a Galaxy 8. It's almost retro at this point. I've had that phone 10 years. So I went to Rogers and got myself a Samsung 24.
Yeah.
Which, again, one of the reasons why I've resisted changing my phone is because I hate fucking switching devices, because no matter what they assure you of, something gets lost. Or some app doesn't work the way it used to, or it has a different display than you're accustomed to for the last 10 years. And all of the above is true. What I wasn't able to do is get any of my WhatsApp messages. Mm. So anybody who I talked to on WhatsApp since I installed WhatsApp years ago, gone. Just gone.
Well, that's fine. I mean, do you go back into your...
Sometimes. Because I'll ask...
Messages.
I'll ask my agent a question about...
Gibby.
Something. Gibby, yeah. And then he'll answer me, and I'll remember that he had answered me. And rather than ask him again, I'll go flying back through my text to see what the answer was. So, yeah, that's not negative, is it? No, everything's positive.
It was pretty positive, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, sure. And you know, once we got the cell phone fixed up, the guy at Rogers was like, oh, yeah, we just put the two phones together, and they transfer the data. It takes, like, what, 7 minutes? Okay. So 2.5 hours later, we decided to go grocery shopping and then go to the AMA, because one other thing is Mitchell over at the Rogers store in Windermere noticed that my license is about to expire.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, shit, who knew that? So over to AMA, where the guy at AMA was a little unfriendly. I got to be honest with you. I don't know. He looked like he had just finished a long shift at the passport office, frankly. But I did get the picture, new picture taken, ordered the new license, and then remembered... I wanted to change the organ donation because I accidentally donated my entire body to science and I didn't mean to do that. So AMA guy, I'm like, oh, hey, while we're doing a new license, I want to change my organ wishes. And he was like, well, if you want to get specific, like, you know what, right now you're donating your whole body. And I went, right, I just want to donate organs. He's like, yeah, I can't do that. He goes, I can wipe it out if you want. Like, you're just not donating anything. And I went, yeah, do that. So he did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, but that doesn't change anything because your wishes are still registered with Alberta Health. I'm like, well, fuck, I don't know what the fuck you just did then. Like, what was that conversation we just had? So he gave me a pamphlet for how you get hold of Alberta Health to change your wishes, because I really do want to donate my organs. I want to have something to burn, you know, when I'm dead. Well, I went on their site. Doesn't work. There's a button that you push the button to change your donation requests or whatever, and it just goes to this, you know, 404 forbidden error message. I phoned them, get an answering machine. Okay, Alberta Health. Like, is there no one there during the day to answer the phone? Anyway.
This is getting into negative territory.
No, not at all. So in the end, what I did was I just told them to wipe me out, like just delete me. And what I'm going to do when I get home from the next cruise is I'll go back into AMA, because now it's wiped out. I can start from scratch and just tell them I want to donate my organs.
Yeah, but it won't be on your license.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's...
That's that.
That's all my good news.
Okay.
Doom. Fuck check.
Dawn's Fact Check is brought to you by Daybreak Photo, the official photographers of the Edmonton Comedy Festival. Jimmy John's is a counter service chain specializing in sub and club sandwiches and signature potato chips. Their first location was in Charleston, Illinois in 1983, and they opened their first drive-thru location in 2022.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
So the question was, what is the average cost of a sub at Jimmy John's?
Well, we wanted to know what Jimmy John's was initially.
So if I had asked Dawn instead, where was their first location and in what year did it open, would she have said, oh, $7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe. Little Caesars does indeed have drive-through windows in some of its locations, including the one near you in Mackenzietown. Just want to make a note, we don't live in Mackenzietown. Mackenzietown is in Calgary.
Dawn.
Dawn, come on, Dawn. We live in Twilligertown.
Dawn.
Cheap at half the price is a humorous statement used to express contempt for the quality or price of an item or both.
Oh, so that's what your mother was meaning.
I don't get it.
So cheap at half the price. So if you've got like a really shitty computer and you say, well, that's cheap at half the price. Well, yeah, like it would be because it's a piece of shit, right?
Okay.
So maybe that's what she meant all those years.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. She was referring to me though, so.
Oh, geez.
Weird.
I couldn't care less is a figure of speech used when someone is trying to communicate that they do not care about something.
But the question was, is it I couldn't care less or I could care less was the question.
Well, I think she answered that by saying that this is like, I couldn't care less is when you don't care about anything. Okay. So that's pretty much answering the question.
Okay.
January 1st, 1983 is considered the official birthday of the internet. Prior to this, the various computers did not have a standard way to communicate with each other. The Broadway play, The Shark is Broken, is a comedic exploration of the behind-the-scenes drama that took place during the filming of the 1975 film Jaws. Too bad for you guys. Its final performance on Broadway was November 19th, 2023. I'm so sad about that. So sad about that. The Commodore 64 was introduced in August of 1984 and cost $595 U.S. Frontier Airlines is a major American ultra-low-cost airline headquartered in Denver, Colorado. It operates flights to over 100 destinations throughout the United States and 31 international destinations. Who knew? And Carl has 1.4 billion big ones after an incorrect answer in brand names.
And that's another edition of Dawn's Fact Check.
Dawn, Fact Check.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna wail.
Madonna wrote on Facebook, can't wait for another episode. You guys are my favorite podcast. Thanks, Donna.
Dan commented on Patreon, Jesus, Air Canada, have you forgotten you're carrying precious cargo? Oh, yeah, silly me. You don't give a duck. Sorry, I had a mouthful of quarter pounder with cheese.
That, of course, relates to one of the Ramsey updates. Josie commented on Patreon, great episode, as was the one before. For what it's worth, doesn't matter how long it is, it will be great no matter what. Didn't you say the perfect podcast time was 45 minutes? Mm-hmm. Well, someone did. Mm-hmm. That was the analysis.
Statistically
analysis hired by Ched came up with 45 minutes.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Well, so probably wrong.
Probably. Terry posted on X, great show on the Enchanted Princess last night.
When was I on the Enchanted Princess?
I don't know. Must have been
last week. Yeah. Yeah. Brucey posted on X, you're nothing special. Wasn't that your nickname in high school? I must have Staphylococcus meningitis because I'm laughing my guts out.
Linz 177 posted on Instagram, my parents are on your cruise and said you were one of the funniest comedians they've ever seen. Can't wait until you're back in Edmonton so I can catch a show.
Well, that'll be at the Spotlight Cabaret in September as part of the Edmonton Comedy Festival. I scheduled myself for the Saturday night. RD Runner posted on Instagram, what a rough life and work schedule. Just like a professional athlete, hockey player, or movie star, better than my shit job. I'd trade you. I replied, write 90 minutes of family-friendly material, spend 30 years perfecting it, and then we can trade.
Grant here from Leading Edge Physiotherapy, where my team has their heads down working tirelessly to make a difference in the lives of the amazing people we treat. Like the ones whose lives are changed by a car accident. The insurance company may suggest you see their experts. We don't want to be their experts. We want to be yours. We know exactly whose lives and livelihoods are in our hands and who we work for. And that's who we answer to. So if you want us to be your experts, just tell them you choose Leading Edge and then reach out leadingedgephysio.com. We'll take it from there.
Coachella may be over, but get ready for the next big music festival, Stupafest, featuring all bands with stupid sounding names.
With the Goo Goo Dolls,
Kaja Goo Goo,
Hootie and the Blowfish,
Savage Garden,
Panic at the Disco,
Puddle of Mud,
Limp Bizkit,
Flock of Seagulls,
Toad the Wet Sprocket,
Fish,
Mott the Hoople,
The Pigeon Detectives,
Hoobastank,
Greta Van Fleet,
Fallout Boy,
Sugar Ray,
Chickenfoot,
Bowling for Soup,
Better Than Ezra,
and Marcy Playground.
Stupafest! Tickets on sale soon at Sprouts.
Michelle's Random Thought.
I was watching Prime TV yesterday, and there were commercials. And then I thought I'm going to watch Netflix. Well, guess what? There's commercials in Netflix, too. This is bullshit, and I don't like it.
I want you to want me.
This is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, and you're listening to Gross Misconduct, hosted by Andrew and Carol Gross.
I want you, want me. I need you to need me. I love you, love me, love me.
I hurt people. I'm a dick.
Your Dick of the Week is brought to you by Meathead Butcher Shop, your five-star rated local butcher only serving the highest quality beef, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Check them out online at meatheadinc.ca or give them a call today at 780-994-6328.
I'm home every other week this summer, and I guarantee you we'll be hitting Meathead to buy our barbecue sustenance.
I have not been to Meathead in a couple of weeks. I was there weekly for a few weeks because I was getting Szechuan beef.
Szechuan.
It's really good.
Hey, speaking of really good food, this is absolutely outrageous. A high school student orders DoorDash for his lunch, which gets delivered to the school office. But when he goes to get it, he discovers the principal has eaten some of his lunch. The principal then tries to suggest that eating his lunch was some kind of disciplinary action.
Well, now that's a whole different story than what you told me earlier.
What's a whole different story? I've had DoorDash one other time. And
but when I asked you, had you DoorDash before, you told me.
I did not say that.
You did.
No, I did not.
You said,
has any of your teachers let you DoorDash before? And I said, no, a sub let me do it. I have a different sub in the same class, and I ordered DoorDash, and you ate my food.
That's the issue is done. It's not even.
I should have had to wait, and I'm gonna miss some of my class waiting for this. And I haven't eaten all day. I just want to know why he ate my food.
That's what I'm not gonna do.
Yeah, you ate my food. That's what you did do.
Go ahead and leave.
You ate my food. I want my money back. I'm not paying for you to eat.
First of all, I didn't eat it. So you.
Why is my food eaten? Why did my milkshake have a drink taken out of it? Why does this burger have a bite in it and just put back in the bag? And why is it missing a whole burger?
Step out, go calm down, and then you come back.
I'm not waiting. I don't have that much lunch period because I wasted it waiting for you.
Go step out.
I'm not losing my food or my money or my time because of you. He took my food. There's a bite taken out of it, and it's missing a whole burger.
Isn't that outrageous? I love how he's trying to be the principal. You know, I want you to step outside and calm down. No, I want you to fucking pay up for the food you ate. Hey, a Papa John's driver in England is on his phone while driving his smart car. You got to see this guy. He's huge. I don't know how he fits in the car. He's trying to figure out how to get around a road closure to make a delivery when he almost runs over a pedestrian. When the pedestrian points out that he's representing his company, both with signage on the smart car and his uniform, he has a Papa John's size freak out.
But you're representing a company. You're using your phone while you're driving. You almost run me over.
I'm not using a phone. I'm trying to get to the bottom of the road. It's my wife's birthday. Yeah. I've got to pick up a cake and flowers. Okay. And they're blocked off.
Okay.
So, mate, I'm off with you. I've had enough of it. I'm supposed to be finished already.
Don't do anything.
Off away from me.
No.
It's my wife's birthday, and that road is blocked off.
Okay.
Right? The sat-nav's already sent me down the wrong way to go down there, and I've got to work out how to get there and be home in 5 minutes. So you want to off.
Please don't.
All right. Well, why don't you off then, you muggy? You'll be the god off. Who do you think you are, you little millennial prick?
You nearly ran over.
You should watch where you're going as well, shouldn't you?
Can someone help me?
Who the think you are? Just going up and in some peering. I'm just going up to work out where the I'm going.
Look, stop following me. I've got it all on camera. He almost ran me over. He's using his
He did not almost run me over, you prick.
He did. He was using his phone while he's driving.
Roadworks there. I've just told you. It's my wife's birthday.
All right.
We don't do best of episodes anymore. Mm-hmm. But if we did, that would be the best freak out we've ever had.
Yeah, that's a good one.
My God, he really lost it. This is an interesting one. There's a group of people. They've booked rooms at a Vermont Comfort Inn to attend a funeral. But one of the guests, it's the daughter of the deceased, was turned away when she went to check in because she lives within 50 miles of the hotel. And the owner's policy is not to rent a room to a person who lives that close.
Why?
That's not uncommon at all. The only reason a local...
I've never heard of that before.
Oh, I have. You get an adult to rent a room for you, and then you party in the room. That's the one of the few reasons that you would want to have a hotel room. I mean, there's a legitimate reasons for wanting a hotel room in the town that you're living.
Well, I could see, okay, we don't rent to anybody who's, you know, under the age of 18 or what, you know, mm-hmm. or 21. But
people do tend to do that, though. They'll rent a hotel room and then they'll just trash the room.
Mm.
So I do understand. And besides, it's his business. He can have whatever policy.
That's true.
You
I'm
want.
Just saying that I've never heard of that before. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So what I find interesting about this, there's no change in the policy. That's the policy.
Mm-hmm.
They explained it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is.
Okay.
However, what I found interesting about this is I want you to count the number of ways the group unsuccessfully tries to shame, insult, and intimidate the front desk clerk into changing the policy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Good. So I have booked a room here for tonight, but I'm going to ask for my money back because I'm here for my friend's funeral.
Uh-huh.
She tried to book a room here yesterday. You guys wouldn't let her.
Okay.
And said because she lives within 50 miles of this place.
Yeah, that is our company policy.
Why is that?
It's dictated by our owner. I don't know the owner. I've never met him. It's his policy. I just have to follow it, unfortunately. So we don't rent to anyone that has a valid, like with their valid ID. If that says they live in within Rutland County, we cannot let them stay.
But her boyfriend was with her, who doesn't live here. They had family staying at her mom's. That's why they had to get a room.
Her name was the one on the reservation, and she showed me that her driver's license said she lived in Rutland County, so unfortunately. So back to you. I cannot do anything with this. It has to go through management because it's a prepayment.
Mm-hmm.
So I can leave a note on here that you'd like your money back, and then they can handle that.
Yeah, because this is where we were all going to stay. We were all going to
stay here. It also has a no cancel policy on it.
Right, because I thought everyone was going to be staying here. Now that the person we're all here to comfort it can't stay here, none of us are going to.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can
you're fine with that?
You're fine with losing hundreds of dollars for
I have to call the company policy. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Her dad died, and you're making this about what? I think you could have made an exception.
I can't. I have company policy that I am told that I have to follow as an employee of the hotel.
I'm sure there is a phone call you can make.
No, I'm sorry. It's company policy. Management has told me that there are no exceptions. So that is the company policy. I'm sorry.
Is that Comfort Inn's policy or your owner's policy?
Owner policy.
Yeah, because as I say, I stay at a lot of Comfort Inns and none of them have that policy. None of them.
I'm sorry. Our owner owns this place and his policy is no one that lives in Rutland County can stay here.
What's his name?
I'm not allowed to get all that information.
What's your name?
My name is Melissa.
Okay.
And we have a general manager. Her name is Lori. And then there's an assistant manager named Nicole.
And when will Lori be back in?
Monday.
Because, I mean, she kind of felt like a whore.
Yeah.
Like, she thought nobody was going to let her stay because her husband, like, she was doing, like, a 2-hour quickie, like, hotel thing.
No,
like,
it has nothing to do with anyone personally. It has nothing to do with that at all.
Like, it was literally horrible.
Somebody's in town for their dad's funeral, and you couldn't make an exception? It just
no, sir,
ridiculous.
I'm sorry. It's company policy. I have to follow it.
Okay, I'm just saying it sounds ridiculous. Don't you understand that?
I know you don't want to acknowledge it,
but that lack of sincerity shows through.
I'm sorry. I have company policy I have to follow. I'm paid to follow company policy. I'm sorry.
Well, we're all going to be going on Google and writing really, really, really rotten reviews because
that
made her feel horrible.
That is your
the night before her father's funeral.
I understand that. I'm sorry. But I have company policy I have to follow. I'm sorry.
Kind of laughed at the friendliest hotel in Russia.
I know.
What's the matter, you? Hey, got a lot of respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up on your face. I shut up on my face.
Well, those bings were louder than I remember.
They were pretty loud.
Yeah. That was me counting the number of times that they either tried to intimidate, insult, or shame. It was 19, in case you lost count. That is one of those situations where I have no sympathy for these people whatsoever, frankly, because the policy is the policy.
Mm-hmm.
And for the benefit of those who like to complain, and I'm among them, here's something I've learned over the years. The front desk clerk doesn't give a fuck. You know, you're willing to lose hundreds of dollars? Yeah, it's not going in my pocket.
Yeah.
It's the owner's policy. I'm adhering to that policy. He's the one losing
the money. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah. And before it even gets to that point, like, okay, so she can't rent a room. So, okay, let her bunk with somebody else.
Yeah.
In one of the many rooms that you guys have booked.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a policy against a local staying at the hotel.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, whatever. A woman in England wants to pay for her son's Happy Meal with a 50-pound note. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
How much is 50 pounds of Canadian dollars, Don?
Probably about $100.
Never mind, Don.
No, I don't know if that's exact. I don't know if it's twice. It's about twice, Don.
I think it's about double. Don, check that out.
Don.
Yeah, Don will check it and say, well, 50 pounds is about half of 100 pounds. Which is a lot of weight.
Don't make fun of Dawn.
I'm not. I'm sorry, Dawn.
She's our fact checker.
Yeah, well.
And we appreciate her.
Oh, okay. Anyways, this McDonald's has a policy against accepting 50-pound notes.
Okay.
This is another failed effort at guilting the staff into violating company policy.
Hello?
Are you going to take my English money?
We're not taking the 50 pounds, no, sorry.
So it's my little boy's third birthday today, and this guy here won't let my little boy have a McDonald's. That's all he wants, because he won't take an English 50-pound note.
Yeah, we don't take them, sorry.
Why?
Because there are too many counterfeit ones about.
That's not my problem. That's not my problem. I haven't got a counterfeit one. You need to have the equipment to find out what's counterfeit and what's not. If your staff have taken fake money, that's not my fault.
Yeah,
it's down to you to check whether that's real or not.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we just don't take them. There's nothing I can do about it.
What do you mean there's nothing you can do about it? My boy's 3 years old today, and he wants a McDonald's.
Yeah, sorry. We just don't take them, I'm afraid.
Right, this is going further than what you actually realise, mate. Okay. You're refusing to take English money. You're refusing to take English money.
Yeah, sorry. We don't take them.
Because someone else gave you fake money.
No, because there's too many in the car.
Someone else gave you fake money, so you're not going to let my little boy have a McDonald's on his birthday.
Many companies don't take us, sorry, it's just that they really don't take us.
Can you name them other companies, please? Can you name the other companies?
Girl, you're a Karen. You're an obnoxious, intolerant pain.
Oh, well, excuse me!
You're a Karen. And you appear to be missing a brain. Fucking stupid, cause you're a Karen.
You know, as I like to tell parents on ships, I love my children. I'm not that fond of yours. There's a couple who live in an apartment building and who say that they are on the board of directors. I'm going to stop there for a second. When did apartment buildings start getting boards of directors?
Well, if there's like an HOA, I guess.
That'd be a condo association.
Well, like
it?
A condo. I mean, it's an apartment building, but it could be a condo building. So they have got like a condo board,
all right.
I guess.
I don't know. There's a patch of grass outside the apartment building. And this guy's dog is having a poop on the grass. And these two say he's not allowed to do it. They're trespassing. There's two problems with this. The guy brought a doggy bag that you can clearly hear during the audio clip. He also does live there.
So what happened?
It's private property. You can't let your dog poo here.
Oh, okay. Even if you live here?
Your dog, it's private property. You are trespassing, sir.
I'm trespassing? Where am I trespassing on?
Look, your dog is... take a video of the dog crapping.
Do it.
I'm asking you politely.
Asking me what?
Not to trespass.
Trespass? How you? What is trespassing exactly?
Look in the dictionary. Look in the dictionary and you'll understand.
Being on private property that doesn't have authorization. Yeah. Where's the private property?
Right where you're sitting.
Yeah. You know everybody who lives. You know everybody.
Some poo over there.
You guys know everybody who lives here?
Yes, I do.
You do.
I'm on the board of directors here. I know everybody.
Do you really care?
So
who do you care?
Well, I care about annoying people.
Do you live here?
I might.
But do you?
I might.
But do you?
I don't think I need to tell you that.
Right. So that means you don't. You're
okay.
A liar.
Yeah?
You're a liar.
How long have you guys been living here?
I don't have to answer your question.
Oh, and I got to answer yours?
I'm on my home.
Oh, sure. You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm on the board. I know you're not. You don't live
here. All right.
Here.
Yeah, cool. All right. This was great.
Don't be a douchebag.
All right, Carl, that brings us to our Dumbass of the Week.
Your Dumbass of the Week is brought to you by the Twin Otter Neighborhood Pub, where Andrew and I go for great food, cold drinks, and live entertainment. Don't be a dumbass. Check them out today in Essence at Windermere South and tell them you heard about it on Gross Misconduct.
Always love it when I can find a Canadian dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. A guy in Ottawa orders a Subway meatballer. Now, not to be confused, he didn't order a meatball sub. He ordered a meatballer.
What's a meatballer?
Well, it's a little different. It's a meatball sub that's really spicy.
Okay, so it is a meatball sub.
A really spicy one.
Yeah, but it's still meatball sub.
Okay. It's apparently just spicier than a meatball sandwich. Okay. Mm-hmm. He returns to the store, listen carefully,
mm-hmm.
3 weeks later.
Okay.
3 weeks later to complain that the staff should have warned him it was spicy because it made him sick.
I got a meatballer instead of a meatball. It made me sick because it's spicy.
I got the one I thought you had
before. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this was my Subway.
I know.
I'll go to Prescott from now on.
I know that.
You're okay with me just going to Prescott? You don't need my business?
Is that it? No, I want you to come here, but there is, you called me after 1 week, 10 days, to tell me I ordered a sub, and I remember even what you said.
I called multiple times. You don't think it's your responsibility to let customers know it's spicy?
No, if you don't ask me if it's spicy or not, if you tell me spicy and I say no, and if it's spicy, it's my mistake. But if you don't ask me if it's spicy or not, and you order meatball, or I make it for you.
I ordered a meatball. They made it a meatballer. I asked the difference. They said it had pepperoni and it had the mozzarella.
Yeah, okay.
And that was it. No one said anything about spicy. I don't ask, I mean, I didn't ask to put any kind of peppers or anything on it because I stay away from spicy.
I'm still telling you, if you are not going to ask if it's spicy or not,
it's not your responsibility is what you're telling me. It's the customer supposed to say, oh, by the way, is anything spicy here? Is this what you're telling me? I'm recording you now. What are you going to do about it?
Sure, it's up to you now. You said that he has no right.
Nothing to do
if he wants...
the order you made last Monday. You called me 2 weeks ago and you told me I ordered one week ago.
Yeah.
Now,
so it's 3 weeks.
What is the point? Report whatever you want to them, sir.
Yeah. I provide horrible customer service.
It's up to you.
Have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you, my friend.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're grade A, number one, bona fide first class. You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. And you'll be one all your dumbass life. Meat.
Get some pork on that fork. Premium Alberta pork tenderloin, smothered by Meathead Pros with a savory maple bacon rub. Grab it for family dinner or daily lunches to take pork to work. Meathead Butcher Shop, 7664 156th Street Northwest.
Kids are asking for realistic toys, and now there's Walk of Shame Barbie.
Walk of Shame Barbie
comes with disheveled hair, wrinkled cocktail dress, runny mascara, empty bottle of tequila, cigarette breath, and potty mouth.
Damn it. I broke my f***ing heel on my high heels. And where the hell is my damn Uber ride?
Walk of Shame Barbie. And coming soon, Mugshot Barbie, Hoarder Barbie, and Walmart Barbie. Not available at Walmart.
Hi, this is Chris Slade from ACDC. And funnily enough, you're listening to Gross Misconduct with Carol and Andrew Gross.
Hey, wanted to make mention of the fact that I have some rare land-based performances coming up. May 4th, Heckler's Comedy Club in Victoria, BC. May 11th, Lakeland Inn in Cold Lake. May 18th, well, Las Vegas. It is a public show, however.
That's a public show?
It is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And September 28th, as I mentioned just a moment ago, I'll be at the Spotlight Cabaret as part of the Edmonton Comedy Festival. Tickets for that show and all of the Edmonton Comedy Festival shows will go on sale September 1st. And then December 27th and 28th, right after Christmas, but before New Year's, I'll be at the Laugh Shop in Calgary. I've booked off December 19th, 21, that weekend. Because people keep trying to hire me for Christmas parties, and for the last, 3 years, I haven't been available. So I left that weekend open, so if anybody's having a company Christmas party, shoot me a text. I'll give you the information for how you could hire me for your company Christmas party. All right, it is time to check in with the politicians, and I thought Trump, we have not checked in with him in a while.
Thank God.
I know, and I knew that's how you felt, so I made it a short one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you don't want to sit here listening to Trump. So it's a shorty.
Okay.
That's what she said.
I'm thrilled to be back in Wisconsin with thousands of deranged American patriots. That's what you are. You're deranged. It's no good. You can see the country's going to hell, and we're going to let it happen.
Short but sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Time to find out what does Kevin think.
What does Kevin think is brought to you by Old McDonald's Resort. Family camping on the south shore of Buffalo Lake. Individual and group sites, grandma's kitchen, train rides, bike rentals, ice cream and coffee shops, playgrounds, a beautiful beach, fireworks at night, including the best July 1st fireworks show in Western Canada, and so much more. Check them out at oldmcdonalds.com. Make your 2024 and 2025 summer reservations today and tell them you heard about it on Gross Misconduct.
You know, I know you've been hearing that Danielle Smith, our premier.
Sorry.
She is toying with the idea of Albertans opting out of the CPP, the Canadian Pension Plan, or Canada Pension Plan, and creating the Alberta Pension Plan.
Mm.
It's fraught with problems in my mind. You know, what if someone moves to Alberta the day before they retire? Or what if...
Do you just start from scratch?
I think what they want to do is...
They want to transfer the CPP been collected. Payments over. Yeah.
But here's my problem with it. Generally speaking, most governments, and I would say ours is at the top of the list, would have a hard time holding a one-man race to a two-hole shitter. So I don't trust them with my money.
No.
I don't even trust them with the money they take from me, let alone money I voluntarily contribute. So,
well, you've heard about the healthcare thing, right?
No, tell me.
Well, the federal government wants to make contraceptives and diabetic prescriptions, so that's covered.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And Alberta's like, no, just give us that money. And it's like, what?
Why?
I don't know. I don't, because she's a fucking wing nut. That's why. I don't know.
Is Danielle Smith a wig nut?
Don, check that.
Well, Joan asked the question, is Kevin in favor of an Alberta pension plan?
What does Kevin think?
Well, Joan, am I in favor of the Alberta pension plan? I don't know that we have to pull out of the Canada pension plan. As much as it would probably benefit Albertans and our seniors would probably get a little more money every month because the fucking people in Ottawa have mismanaged that money. I have paid since I was 18 years old, which is a long fucking time, the maximum contributions to the CPP every year of my fucking life. And they now, in the last few years, oh, well, the Canada pension plan is almost broke. Like, how in the fuck is that possible? I think Alberta would probably do a better job with the money, but I don't know that it's totally necessary. I believe that Alberta probably contributes 50% to that pension plan just because there's an awful lot of high-paid workers in this province compared to the other provinces. So am I in favor of it? Not really. You know, it helps Canadians all over the place, but maybe find some people that can fucking pull their head out of their ass and actually manage some money.
And that's what Kevin thinks.
In principle, I agree with what he just said. I would disagree with one thing, though. He said Alberta would probably do a better job of managing the money. I'm reminded of Premier Peter Lougheed, and I believe it was 1976, Don, check that, that he established the Heritage Fund in Alberta. A billion-dollar fund that would guarantee our security for the rest of time. And it's gone. It's empty. It's done. Yeah, where is that Heritage Fund?
Don?
Yeah, Don, check that. What happened to the Heritage Fund, and in what year was it established by Peter Lougheed? Now, listen, it's time to check in with the doctor.
The doctor's office is brought to you by our friends at Arena Auto Service. Arena Auto Service is an independent, family-owned auto repair shop that's been serving Edmonton and area for 40 years. When it's time for your car's next checkup, or you just need a problem diagnosed and repaired, call 780-453-1805 or visit their auto repair shop located at 11615 163rd Street. Tell them you heard about it on Gross Misconduct.
There's a question I want to ask the doctor, and I'll do it in the next episode. I want to ask him about testosterone.
Low T. Well, now that everybody knows your business.
Well, you know, I'm going to let them peek at a little more of my business.
That's what she said.
So I went through a bit of a rough spell on this last contract. I would describe it, I guess, without exaggeration, as a period of depression. And I was not in a good place. And I didn't want to trouble you because I know you've got a lot on your plate back here. And I know that it's been 2.5 years of me whining about being on ships and being lonely and all this kind of thing. I reached out instead to Maddie, who is now officially my life coach.
Who would have saw that coming?
No one. Yeah. And we basically texted one another all night long, almost. And she's been checking in with me ever since. And I've been telling her I'm fine now. Like, I've rebounded. Everything's good. But yeah, it was just, I can't even explain it. I just started, I referred to it as spiraling. Something set me off. I don't know what it was. And then I just spiraled. And I felt like I couldn't even remember how to do my show. Like it was really bad at its lowest point. And that was just last week. And Maddie suggested that I go see a therapist when I get home, work some stuff out, maybe get Dr. Tony to check me out and prescribe medication. And I'm just so old school about these things. You know, I don't see the idea of seeing a therapist as a weakness. I don't. I just simply don't have the time. But in terms of medication, I really just don't want to be medicated either. Although the ship's doctor did give me a little...
A little something.
A little something. And I'm no longer on that something. So this is just me now. But I wondered, is depression basically curable or do you live with it for the rest of your life? And that's what I asked the doctor.
Welcome to the doctor's office. How can we help you today?
The question now, is depression curable? Well, the answer is yes and no. There's certain things that can happen in life, like a stress or traumatic event or a loss of a loved one, that can cause someone to become depressed. Typically, this is temporary. Things like counseling and medications can help, but over time will go away. The other type of depression is something that comes from inside, probably genetic, and it causes someone to feel depressed, even though life is great or they haven't gone through any major problems. And this is the type of depression that doesn't go away. So in this case, counseling and medications do help, but often the medications end up being lifelong. So in this case, it's not necessarily a cure, but with effective counseling and effective use of medications, you can still lead a happy and productive life.
I'm Ken Franchek, General Manager of Crystal Glass. Crystal Glass has proudly been serving Western Canada for over 70 years. As we enter yet another new season together, remember, no matter the job, we've got the inventory, skill, and glass for that. From home to auto and even commercial, installation or repair, we're your team. Crystal Glass, the clear choice for all your glass needs. Call 310 Glass or visit crystalglass.ca.
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do?
This week on Cops, Spring Break Edition. Cameras ride along with Daytona Beach's finest as they stop a drunk LSU co-ed who tries to surf a shark.
You guys are no fun.
Then it's off to South Beach, where the boys in blue intervene before a girl named Madison gets a lower back tattoo of a pineapple.
Ugh, it would have looked so cool.
Then they tackle two guys named Wade for playing hacky sack with an endangered baby sea turtle.
Bruh, I don't see a sign that says I can't do it.
That's this week.
I don't even go to college.
On Cops.
I'm just here to party.
Spring Break Edition.
Round, round, get around, I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Hi, I'm Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and you're listening to Gross Misconduct with Carol and Andrew Gross.
I'm getting bugged driving up and down the same old strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip.
Hey, Carol.
Yarr.
Not really, you know, comedy podcast question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I would benefit from counseling?
Probably. I mean, I think everybody would.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that you need to because you're sort of, you're like Maddie, you just kind of like vomit all your feelings out anyway.
Yes.
So I don't know why that would be different going to a therapist. Like, I mean.
You're right. I do.
Yeah. You and Maddie both are like, whereas me and Hunter are like,
yeah,
you know, very closed off with that. So.
You know what? That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about it, and not necessarily to someone we know or love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody on the ship could just be like, hey, great show last night. You know, you're really living life the right way. Am I? Because...
Yeah, I know. You just like, well,
here are my problems.
Yeah, but I mean, they say everybody can benefit from it. I mean, it's certainly not going to hurt you.
No.
It can only help, right?
No.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, in bringing it up, I just wanted to say to our listeners, and I feel like we have great listeners, and I feel like I don't have to say this to them,
mm-hmm,
but in case there's one that I do,
mm-hmm,
there's just no shame in it.
No.
There's no shame in asking for help. There's no shame in, you know, being depressed. There's no shame in talking about it.
It's just like if you had something physically wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you would go see a doctor. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You just have something in, you know, your brain.
Yeah.
You just need that worked out, right?
That's always, in my mind, been an interesting analogy, you know, that... people sitting in a doctor's office will openly say what they're there for mm-hmm. because it's a physical injury. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you brag about how many bones you've broken and, you know, but nobody brags about how many times they've been depressed. Mm-hmm. And it's just another ailment, yeah. right? Just yeah. happens to be yeah. psychological as no opposed
shame.
To physical.
No shame.
No shame at all, folks. No shame at all. And as I've always said, if any of you are at some point at a low end, as I was last week, I have nothing to do all day on ships. Like, there's a million different ways to reach out to me. And if it would make your day a little bit better, reach out and tell me what's going on. Well, it is time for this.
This is Jeopardy!
You know, now that I think about it, Carol, I mm-hmm. do remember what actually started the spiraling.
Oh, okay, what?
Well, it's going to be weird. Don't judge me.
No.
All right, so we've got all these television shows that we have to watch. Well, we don't have to, but we've got a list of shows that we like.
We're like 2 years behind on
yeah,
everything.
We're way behind because I'm never home to watch them, so when I am, we binge. And one of the shows was two seasons of The Crown. Mm-hmm. So prior to going on The Last Contract, we were watching all these Crown episodes, right? Mm-hmm. And as weird as it sounds, the Queen, as she is portrayed in The Crown, reminds me of my mother, mm-hmm. and not in a good way. Mm-hmm. Not loving, not connected, mm-hmm. Authoritarian, not a great mom. Mm-hmm. And binging on it like we did, I started having all these dreams about my parents, who are both gone now, and they were awful dreams.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were really awful. You know,
it just takes you back to a dark place. So yeah. obviously, yeah, that's going to affect you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you off mic what one of the dreams was, because it's actually too dark for a podcast.
Okay.
But I forgot to tell you this. That's the other thing. I get home and then we're talking and then I go, oh, did I tell you the ship sank, by the way? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just things that happen that I haven't seen you in 2 weeks and I've forgotten to tell you. And then they just come up in conversation. But yeah, that dream was, I woke up in the middle of the night from this dream and I was just dripping in sweat and spiraling and upset. And mm-hmm. I reached out to Maddie and she happened to be there. And that's how we ended up texting through mm-hmm. the night. Oh, comedy podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. That was a good time. Okay. Yeah, let's reset this.
This is Jeopardy!
And, you know, Prince Philip is a lot like my dad in that he's also an authoritative figure, but whatever the Queen says, that's what we're going with. Mm. Very similar scenario. And it's every man for themselves. So there was five children, four boys and a sister in my family. Mm-hmm. My sister's gone now. And we were just like the royal family kids on that show where we're just all looking out for ourselves mm-hmm. because we're not going to help each other. There's no camaraderie among the siblings. The common enemy is the parents. Wow, you're right. I do just truth.
Yeah.
Puke.
I know.
Never really noticed that before. All right, well, it's time for this.
This is Jeopardy!
Going this time?
I thought we would.
Okay.
According to Don, your money is at $1.4 billion with an incorrect answer last episode in the category of brand names. To find out how much of that you will risk this week, mm-hmm. we need to spin the How Smart is Carol wheel.
The How Smart is Carol wheel is brought to you by the Edmonton Comedy Festival. This year's dates are September 25th to 28th, with tickets going on sale this summer. Follow YEG Comedy on X, Facebook, and Instagram, and sign up for their newsletter at yegcomedy.com to stay informed on this year's festival.
Oh, I think you'll like this category. Mm-hmm. It has fallen on Broadway plays. Broadway plays.
Ooh, yikes. That's very broad. What? 1.4?
Yes, 1.4 billion. So I would go 0.4 billion on that. Okay. Well.
Yeah, but then, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Easier for me to say how much money I owe you. All right, in the category of Broadway plays, Rita Moreno and Sally Struthers were the first to star in the female version of this comedy, their characters becoming Olive and Florence. In the category of Broadway plays, Rita Moreno and Sally Struthers were the first to star in the female version of this comedy, their characters becoming Olive and Florence.
What is the odd couple?
Yay!
That is correct. And how much did you wager?
100 million.
100 million. So you're now at $1.5 billion. Is that right?
Right. Yeah.
Well, these big numbers are confusing.
I know.
$1.5 billion. Don, please make a note of that. Hey, while we're making notes of things, I wanted to mention something exciting that's happening at the Edmonton Comedy Festival this year.
Do tell.
Well, I wasn't going to tell anybody because I didn't want anyone to know. I wanted them just to go to the show and not realize how important this show was. But I've been talking with my agent, Gary, down in Las Vegas. And the work I'm doing in Las Vegas is a showcase for talent that wants to get on a cruise ship. And that got me thinking that there's these comics that I know that we've brought into the festival or I've been friends with for years or worked with that would be perfect for cruise ships. And there's clearly a lot of work to be had on cruise ships. If you take a look at my schedule, do you think I'm the only comic that works cruise ships? So I thought, you know what? I reached out to each of them and said, are you interested in doing cruise ship work? And I found six that were. And I talked to Gary, and so Blackburn is my agency. Gary is my agent. He's going to fly to Edmonton for the Edmonton Comedy Festival, and two of the shows on the Friday night in the Arts Barns are going to be showcases for these comedians to get representation by Gary and get themselves on ships. So I think that's a real great opportunity for these guys that are from all over Canada.
It is, but it's not going to be exciting for the crowd.
Well,
like, because they're not going to know the show. Well, they know it's the showcase now. But just to like addendum that, it's not affecting the show. It's like any other comedy festival show that you would attend. Like, nothing's going to change. It's not, the time doesn't change. It's not weird or anything like that. Like, it's just, you know.
Well, let me put it this way then.
Coming out doing their best material for Gary.
All right. So it's exciting for me because I feel like that helps fill my karma bank. I'm giving these guys a great, and girls, a great opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.
To do what I'm doing right now. But to say that it's just a regular show, I mean, if you were to watch a hockey game in week 10 of the season and then watch the Stanley Cup final and say, well, it's the same thing. They're just playing hockey. For these people, a lot's on the line.
No, I know that. I'm saying for the audience.
Right.
The audience, nothing's going to change. It's still a great show, like every other show we put on. So I'm just saying for the audience, it's no different. Obviously, for the performers, it's a big, you're in front of a big shot Las Vegas, you know.
Agent,
agent. So.
Who has.
Power.
Power and connections and.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of dollars worth of work.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe if you were to go to those shows, I'll tell you what two shows they are. They're the Leading Edge and Leading Edge After Dark shows. So if you happen to buy tickets to those, and those are the tickets that are sold by Leading Edge to raise money for the community, just know going to that show, there's a lot on the line for these performers.
Yeah.
And
not all of them.
Not all of them.
No.
I've peppered in some others.
And you won't know who
it is. And you won't know who's showcasing and who isn't.
It's a secret.
All right. It is time for the Big Blue Folder.
Thank you. The Big Blue Folder is brought to you by Crystal Glass. You deserve to see the world clearly. Don't let cracks, chips, or other imperfections ruin the view. Crystal Glass is the clear choice for all residential glass replacement and repair. Visit crystalglass.ca.
Speaking of cruises, Princess Cruises has a new $1 billion ship called the Sun Princess. I'm actually booked to do it. And they're wondering what you think of its new onboard casino. So they're offering one person and a guest an all-expense-paid one-week cruise to test the casino and report back about their experience. You'll get free food, free drinks. You'll also get a $500 budget to spend at the casino, along with an additional $500 for anything you want to buy on the ship. In exchange, they just want you to rate the casino on a scale of 0 to 10 based on criteria like game variety, betting limits, atmosphere, staff, food, drinks, support services, including customer service. You can apply from now through the end of the month, but you need to be able to take a cruise in October
or November. So it's a contest, like you win the cruise and you win all this other stuff.
Yes.
And then you rate the casino?
Yes, you apply. One person or one couple wins.
Okay.
They go on this free cruise.
Can I apply?
You know, I think you can. I don't know.
It's probably just for U.S. residents, like all these fucking contests are.
I don't know the answer to that. Check that out. Hey, here's an interesting little ditty for you. A study found a full third of rideshare drivers have been in at least one car accident. Researchers polled 277 of them, and one in three said they'd been in some sort of accident before. Just driving that much, of course, would up your chances, but that's still quite a lot. The study attributes it to four main things. Long hours, they're tired. Use of a phone, because they're using it to get directions.
Right.
Not being familiar with the area they're in a city. And the passengers themselves, driving with drunk idiots in the back seat, can be very distracting.
That is true.
And finally, over the past few years, HarperCollins Publishers have been making changes to their fonts to improve their carbon footprint. Now, you might ask yourself, how does changing a font improve your carbon footprint? Here's how. The new font is smaller, so it lets them fit more lines on each page.
Oh, great. Great. Like, I can't read my books as it is. Now you're even going to make it smaller?
Yeah.
Fuck you, HarperCollins.
They say it saved almost 250 million pages so far and over 5,600 trees. All right. That's our whole episode.
But then you have to ask yourself, okay, making more glasses for people like you and I, who need the readers.
Well, as good fortune.
And now we need stronger readers.
As good fortune would have it, I don't read books. Who do we have to thank?
This episode of Gross Misconduct was sponsored by Crystal Glass, Leading Edge Physiotherapy, the Edmonton Comedy Festival, Arena Auto Service, Meathead Butcher Shop, Twin Otter Neighborhood Pub, Daybreak Photo, and Old McDonald's Resort. Happy was sung by Pharrell Williams, Jump Smoker sang Don't Be a Douchebag, Meat Depressed sang You're a Dick, Chic sang La Freak, Shut Up Your Face was sung by Jim Dolce, Dumbass was sung by Dennis Stephen Wright, You're a Karen was sung by Randy Rainbow, Purple Planet provided our intro music and Kevin and Michelle's music. We used the Mail Time clip from Blue's Clues. We used the clip from Team America World Police, and we used the theme and thinking music from Jeopardy.
If you want to support this podcast, go to paypal.me/grossmisconduct or e-transferandrew@andrewgross.com, or do what Alex did, sign up for a subscription at patreon.com/gross_misconduct. Gross is spelled G-R-O-S-E. All right, we'll get, as a reminder, for Tony next week.
Yeah.
I will get played out with My Tea Is Low by Young Jeffrey from the nationally syndicated morning radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey.
Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. Okay. I can't read it. There's no words on it. No words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show? I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Jeffrey! Lately I've been feeling less manly. Tell myself I'm Knuff like in Barbie. Not quite as spry as in my younger years. I quickly get tired if I sit in chairs. Now opening jars of jelly is my greatest fear. Muscles feeling weaker than a low-carb beer. Doctor says it's all about testosterone. That's why Gilmore Girls is my new favorite show. Cause my T is low. Yeah, my T is low. More estrogen than on the view. My chiseled pecs have turned into man boobs. Used to have hair just like the Lion King. I was Mufasa, now I'm Mr. Clean. Been looking for the magic cure to dry my tears. Need a boost to help my lazy boys downstairs. Saw an ad on Insta from an alpha bro. Bought tiger shark hormone. My T is low. Got Punisher skull stickers in my rear window. My stretchy clothes hide my belly rolls. Instead of Lululemons, I'm Moo Mellow. Used to scrub around like I'm a blue prize steer. Now I loaf around more like a panda bear. All back in my 20s, how it used to grow. Like the nose of a lion. Wife is turning on, oh, she's nice and slow. She's good to go, but me not so. There ain't no performance in this halftime show. At the GNC, I know every cashier. Popping pills like carnies at a county fair. Buying tubs of man powder by the kilo. Damn, how many oysters can one do? Then I gotta go. All my bathroom breaks need an hour or so. My tea is low. These jewels are broke. Useless, might as well treat them like Van Gogh.
That guy is hugely talented.
Mm-hmm.
He's a radio DJ. Like I say, it's a nationally syndicated radio program.
Mm-hmm.
He literally gets the in-studio producer to start the music, and he sings it live on air.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That is our whole episode. I'm leaving for Hawaii.
Hawaii.
And then I will be off in Tahiti for a night. And then I believe I'm going to Hawaii again. I can't remember what I'm doing.
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Somewhere hot with beaches.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See you, everyone.
Bye. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
All right, you ready?
Sure. Cheap at half the price is a humorous statement that... Nope. Start that again. Don commented on Patreon.
I think it was Dan.
Oh, sorry, Dan. Linz177 posted on Instagram, my parents are on your cruise and...
would have a hard time holding a one-man race to a whole... in the next episode. I want to ask him about testosterone. No, I want
testosterone.
All right, it is time to find out how smart is Carol, your money, Carol. You know, I don't know why I fuck this up so frequently.
Shut up, your face was thing. Yeah, can I just say that we did not do an asshole or a what the fuck. So you're going to have to take that out of my comments at the end.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?